Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, part one. Today, we're taking a look at the concept of a sleepcation, a low-effort getaway focused on rest, room service, late mornings, and coming home completely refreshed. And doesn't that sound like a wonderful idea? We welcome in Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And this really flies in the face of most people's travel mindset, because I think they believe when they go on vacation, you have to have a schedule that's 14 hours that begins with going to the great breakfast spot and being first in line and then closing down the restaurant at the end of the day, and then you repeat for 3 days. So a lot of travelers, I think, Cindy, have to rewire themselves to really appreciate the sleepcation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the common American belief is that you need to have a vacation from your vacation, right? So when you get back, you have to recover from having been so active and done so many things. But there's a new trend, and it's called a sleepcation, and it's about really just focusing on yourself. There are any number of ways to do it. There are resorts all over the world that offer what they call, sort of R&R kind of package deals, and it includes, a massage and a wellness program and a sound bath and all those kinds of things. Personally, I think a real sleepcation is really about sleeping. So what you want to do is find a hotel that has a really great bed. The Westin hotels, they call them heavenly beds. It's a trademark name, and they really are heavenly. I mean, it's like sleeping in a cloud. So you want to find a hotel that has a great bed. Blackout curtains are really nice, so you don't know if it's day or night. And you budget in for a nice room service dinner, so you don't even have to get up and get showered and get out. And I think the other real key is you got to book two nights, because if you check in at 4 and you have to be out at 11, that's not really an indulgent enough time period. So I think you need a minimum of two nights, so you have that entire 24-hour period where nobody can bug you, and you can really focus on yourself, sleeping and waking when you want to and eating when you want to, or not eating if you don't want to, and really just resting, because we just don't do enough of that in America.
Now, Cindy, speaking as someone who has been going for the holidays since the week before Thanksgiving, what you are saying right now sounds positively decadent, but I would also imagine in this scenario, if you have kids, the kids are staying with the grandparents.
Well, absolutely. Or you could just go by yourself, right? And you don't have to go as a couple. You could take turns, or you could do that. You know, when my kids were little, I had the same request every year for Mother's Day. It was a day all alone. And I didn't have anybody who asked me for anything. I didn't have to clean up after anybody. And I stayed home. My husband would take the kids and go to grandma's house, and they were gone for a whole day. And then we'd come home with a bottle of wine and some Thai food, and we would have dinner together, which was great. But so it's whatever works for you. I mean, you can do a DIY sleepcation where you send the kids to grandma's house and you stay home. But I think the key is you want to not have distractions. You know, there's some people who think a staycation only works if you find a cabin in the woods where there's no internet, so you can't, you know, doom scroll all day long to restore your mental health as well as your physical health. It's really about what works for you, how it's easiest for you to rest and relax and disconnect from stress so you can reconnect with yourself.
Now, also, Cindy, I've watched enough movies to know that if the person is going to the resort with the expressed belief that they are going to just rest and relax and take it easy, they will soon be caught up in intrigue and mystery and suspense. So make sure you go to the right resort. Don't go to the White Lotus.
Absolutely. Or, you know, lock the door and put the Do Not Disturb sign on. That's a really good first step.
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, what job seekers need to know about resumes, algorithms, and getting hired. We'll talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.